So National's Day for a new leader seems to be a fairly simple thing. Chris Luxon or Simon Bridges, do they vote or do they have a deal? Barry Soap is with us. Barry, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
No deal yet?
No deal. They clearly were trying to broker one over the weekend. They kept talking yesterday, but as of this morning, there's been no deal, which would tend to indicate when they go into their caucus meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, they will simply be putting it to the vote. And that is not good for the National Party, Mike, because what it means is there will still be the divisions within the party. The Collins faction, and there are about four MPs that still remain loyal to her, if they simply throw their support behind Christopher Luxon, he cannot win simply on that basis, because that's not a solid leadership for him. Now, Bridges, you'll be aware, was out in Tauranga last night talking about why he should be the leader. The country needs him, he seemed to say, but does the party? If Bridges did win, Luxon, as you can imagine, Mike, would always be seen as the leader in waiting. Collins would continue to undermine him. So, it's a difficult situation in that they haven't been able to broker a deal.
So the fact they haven't got a deal, is that ego-based or is it numbers-based? In other words, Bridges would argue he's right there in the race.
Well, the thing is that he loves to use the expression, this is not my first rodeo. And he's a fighter, he's a scrapper. And he wrote that book as his manifesto to get the leadership back. So he's not about to give up. In short order, and that's the problem they've got. He believes he's got the numbers. What I could garner yesterday from calling around, I don't think he's got enough to secure the leadership.
I wonder if he's got a better book than he is a leader.
Well, yeah, certainly the book is a bestseller, Mike, but whether he's the bestseller as a leader is another matter. Yeah.
Can they separate out in the caucus? And I remember discussing this last time before Bridges got the job. Do you separate in caucus what you think the country will vote for, or what you think you can get out of a job in voting for the person who wants you to tick their box?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, isn't it? That really, if the National Party really wants to be seen as an alternative government, it's got to be seen as being unified. Now, the scrap, even though it's been behind closed doors, would show that there's not the unity in the party that there should be, and that is a big problem for National. So, the country's not going to vote for a disunified party. We've seen that before, and National's got to reflect on that when it goes into its caucus meeting today.
Call it.
Well, I would say Luxon. And possibly Nicola Willis as his deputy.
All right. Hey, how good was 1 o'clock yesterday when she went, Jenna, Barry, eh? Come on.
Mike, she's been listening to you. I've been promoted. And if I get this one right today, it'll be Barry, then Tova, then Jess.
It'll be Barry, Barry, Barry and Barry. And rightly so. Good to see you, mate. Barry Soper, our political editor.